Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. The books of the Bible? I hope you can. We're learning the books of the New Testament, aren't we? So that when we look up our Bible verses, it'll be a lot easier. Well, in order to look them up easier, we have to learn them. So we're learning the books of the New Testament. We've already gone over them for many weeks in a row, and now we're reviewing what we've learned. So if you've missed out on some of it in the past, you can listen to previous podcasts to hear and to practice and to learn the books of the New Testament. But let's go ahead and get started with our review. We're going to do every other one. So I'm going to do one, and then you do the next one. Now, if there's like a first and second book or first, second, third, that's going to count as one. So for example, if it's my turn and I have 1 Corinthians, I would say 1 and 2 Corinthians, and then you would do Galatians, and then I would do Ephesians, okay? So here we go. We're going to do every other one. I'll start. Matthew, Luke, Acts, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Philemon, James, 1 and 2 3 John, Revelation. Good. Let's go ahead and get started with our Bible lesson. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. I am so excited that we get to study some more about Jesus, especially as we're getting closer and closer to when Jesus was going to die on the cross. You know, Jesus had just taught his disciples a new ceremony that would take the place of the Passover. We talked about it last time, the foot washing and the communion service, where they would take the bread and drink the grape juice. Today, we are going to learn about Judas and how Jesus responded to Judas, who ended up becoming a traitor. But before we get started, let's pray and ask for Jesus' Holy Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your care, for your love, for the way that you take care of us. Lord, we pray that you will give us your Spirit that will help us to understand, help us to be able to know what you want us to do and how you want us to treat others who may not be kind to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Judas, along with the others, had taken the grape juice and the bread, but he was thinking terrible thoughts. Jesus had said that not all the disciples were clean. So Judas could tell that Jesus knew what he was planning to do. Jesus loved Judas, and he longed for him to change before it would be too late. Have you ever had a pet that is really, really naughty, that does really naughty things, and you are not happy with them, but you still love them anyway? The boys and I have been reading the book called Julius, and it's a book about a parrot, a big green parrot. And this parrot would always get into trouble. The first night that Mitch brought Julius home, Julius got out of his cage, flew through the house, and ended up scalloping or chewing off huge chunks of Mitch's mom's dining room table. It was a brand new walnut table, and Julius just chewed up one corner of it. He also got a lampshade and just completely destroyed the lampshade. And as time went by, the book is about all of Julius's escapades and the things that he would do. But Mitch still loved his bird, even though Julius was so naughty. I think of our dog, Zeke. He loves to sleep on the couch, but he is not allowed to sleep on the couch. So after we go to bed, he sneaks into the living room and jumps up on the couch and sleeps there all night. So when I get up in the morning to have my Jesus time, I come out and he sees me and he jumps off the couch and goes and lays on his bed. He knows that what he's doing is wrong, but he still does it anyway. I still love my dog Zeke. Even when he does things that are wrong, I still love him. That's how Jesus felt with Judas. He wanted Judas to change before it was too late, before he had gone too far. After Jesus explained about the grape juice and the bread, the disciples could tell that he was troubled. Everyone became quiet. Then Jesus said something that really shocked them. We're going to read it in Matthew chapter 26, verse 21. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. You've been learning the books of the New Testament. Matthew is the very first book. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. If you get to Mark or Luke or John, you've gone too far. If you're in the Old Testament, like Zechariah or Malachi, you're too soon. We want to find Matthew. Then we're going to find chapter 26. Those are those big numbers. Chapter 26. And once you find that, which it's towards the back of the book of Matthew, then you're going to find verse 21. Matthew chapter 26. And then look down those little numbers for verse 21. If you need more time, that's all right. Just pause the recording and you can look it up. In fact, I had one mom write to me and tell me that they listen to this podcast during breakfast. And her daughter gets out her Bible and they pause the recording and they look through the Bible until they find the verse. They read it together and then they press play and listen as we read it. You can do that. We would love that. So go ahead and find Matthew chapter 26, verse 21. Here's what it says.
Now as they were eating, he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me."
Jesus told the disciples that one of them was going to betray him. The disciples started looking around. Who could it be? They wondered why any of them would want to betray Jesus. But he had always spoken the truth, so they wanted to know who would do such a thing. Let's look at verse 22. Matthew chapter 26, verse 22. Here's what it says.
They were exceedingly sorrowful, and each of them began to say to them, "Lord, is it I?"
Everyone's asking, "Is it me?
Is it me? Is it me? Is it me, Lord?"
They're wondering, who is it? Peter felt that they must know which one of them Jesus was talking about, so he motioned or gestured for John to ask Jesus. Now, why do you think he did that to John? Well, John is known as the beloved. Jesus and John had a very, very special relationship. They were very close. I don't know if it was like personalities. I don't know if it was because John was just more open and more willing to hear and to put into practice what Jesus said in his teachings. But Jesus and John were really close, like best friends. So Peter motions to John. You tell him. Ask him. Come on, ask him. Can you just hear that? Well, we're going to see what John said. So keep your hand or put in a bookmark or something in Matthew chapter 26, because we're going to come back here in just a couple minutes. So keep your finger there. And now let's turn to John. That's the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We're going to go to John chapter 13. That's the big numbers, or it might say just chapter 13 in your Bible. Chapter 13, and then look down for verse 22. We're going to read 22, 23, 24, 25, and 26. John chapter 13, verse 22 through 26. That means we're starting at 22 and we're reading through 26. Okay, we're going to read all the verses in between, and then the last verse we're going to read is verse 26. So John chapter 13, 22, verse 22 through 26. Here's what it says.
Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was whom he spoke. Then, leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is he whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon.
Jesus told John that it's whoever was going to take the food or the bread from him. And he handed it to Judas. Judas took that food that Jesus had handed him and he ate it. But he hadn't heard what Jesus had said to John. He had kept quiet as the others had all asked, Is it I? Is it I? But as the disciples looked at him, what did Judas do? And then, how did Jesus answer him? You kept your finger in Matthew chapter 26, right? Or a bookmark? Let's open it back up to Matthew chapter 26, and let's look at verse 25.
Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? He said to him, You have said it.
Judas asked him, Is it I? And Jesus said, You have said it. By his answer to Judas's question, Jesus showed that he knew he planned to betray him. Jesus knew. That gave Judas one more chance, his last chance to repent and confess his wrong. He could have done it right then and there and said, Lord, you know, and I'm so sorry. It still wasn't too late. But was Judas going to choose Jesus, or was he going to choose to betray him? This was another opportunity that Jesus had to show the disciples that he knew what was going to happen. He was the Messiah. He knew the future. He was not surprised. He was not thrown off guard. He was not taken by surprise. Have you ever been doing something and somebody surprises you, they go boo, and you jump? That was not Jesus. He was the Son of God. He knew what would happen, what was happening. He knew what was going on. And he showed the disciples that he knew. Judas had an opportunity to let the Holy Spirit work in his heart and to follow Jesus and to turn away from the wrong that he was doing. What do you think Judas will choose? Did you know that it's important for us to always listen to the Holy Spirit when He reminds us that what we are doing is wrong? I had one instance where I did something that was wrong. And it wasn't that it was terrible or horrible. I was being curious and I was being nosy. And I shouldn't have done it. I went and I had read through somebody's stuff. And I got done and I realized what I had done. And I said, oh no. And it bothered me. It really, really bothered me. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I would go through my day and the Holy Spirit was just saying, Katie, you need to confess what you did. And I felt really bad, but I was embarrassed and I was ashamed that I had done it. But you know what? I listened to the Holy Spirit and I said, Lord, please help me. Give me the courage to confess. And I am so sorry. And I confessed and I told the person what I had done. And they forgave me. And do you know how I felt after that? I felt like a burden had been lifted. I felt as light as a balloon that everything was right again. That's how we want to live our life. When Jesus' Spirit speaks to us and tells us that what we did was wrong, we need to listen and follow His Spirit and confess our wrong. That is what will give us happiness. Have you ever done anything wrong? Or maybe you've done something wrong and you haven't confessed it. You can tell Jesus that you're sorry. You have time to make things right. I challenge you to do that. If the Holy Spirit is telling you that you need to make something right, I encourage you to make it right today. Ask for forgiveness. Confess your sin. Apologize for doing wrong. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I ask that you will come into our hearts, that you will forgive us, that you will help us to be brave if we need to confess something, if we need to make right something that we've done that's wrong. Thank you for your love and your care and the Holy Spirit who speaks to our hearts and encourages us to do what is right. We love you. Amen. We're going to sing our memory verse song, John 13:15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. We want to follow Jesus' example, don't we? Let's sing the song together.
John 13:15.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.